Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, September 23rd, 2019. We're back from our break and back to our regular Monday through Friday schedule again. To those in the Northern Hemisphere, happy first day of autumn. Thanks for staying with us. In view of rising rents and the discussion about the introduction of a rent cap, tenants in Berlin are apparently more satisfied with their housing situation than one might expect. In a survey conducted by the opinion research institute Forza, 55% of those surveyed said that they were satisfied with their current situation. Another 25% even described themselves as very satisfied. 14% classified themselves less content, and only 6% called themselves dissatisfied. The survey suggests, however, that dissatisfaction among tenants could grow. Younger Berliners and those who only moved to the city in 2010 or later, those who are likely to be particularly affected by the rise in rents, are more dissatisfied than long-established residents who still benefit from the lower rents of earlier years. For example, 32% of those surveyed over the age of 60 said that they were very satisfied. Among 18 to 29-year-olds, the figure was only 22%. Of the tenants who have lived in Berlin since birth, 27% described themselves as very satisfied. And of those who moved in 2010, only 19% agreed with this classification. According to the survey, two-thirds of Berlin tenants consider their rent to be, quote, appropriate, and 31% consider theirs to be too high. Younger Berliners between the ages of 18 and 29 consider their rent to be much higher than tenants older than 60. The survey did not reveal any significant differences between the Eastern and Western districts. What is striking, however, is that Berliners with a rather low income are much more dissatisfied with their housing situation than people with a higher income. A total of 1,001 Berlin tenants aged 18 and over were interviewed for the study. On Friday, tens of thousands of people in Berlin demanded more climate protection with numerous actions and a powerful demonstration within sight of the Bundestag and the Chancellery. While the Fridays for Future movement estimated the number of participants at 270,000 on Friday afternoon, the police spoke of only 100,000. Protesters came up with some creative ideas to point out the dangers of global warming, one of which included three people standing on melting ice under a gallows with a noose around their necks. Others carried a dead tree through the city, and in the evening, the demonstration marched through the city under the motto, "No future, no dance floor." A total of 600 police officers had been deployed, and on Friday evening reported there had been no major incidents. Though sporadic sit-in blockades had remained, quote, harmless and peaceful. According to Fridays for Future, more than 1.4 million people took to the streets in more than 500 places nationwide during the climate strike on Friday. There were also calls for strikes and protests in many other countries. For the International Strike Week, which began Friday, activists had announced protests in more than 2,600 cities in almost 160 countries. As announced by the police on Saturday, late Friday evening, BVLG employees found a man with life-threatening injuries trapped between a wall and the power supply rail on the U2 track bed. After the power had been switched off, the fire brigade, police, and BVLG staff rescued the man between Nollendorfplatz and Wittenbergplatz railway stations. Police were able to identify the 36-year-old on the basis of the objects he carried. According to information, there was an unfinished piece of graffiti next to the victim, as well as various graffiti tools found at the scene. Two employees of the Adlon Hotel caused an accident with the luxury SUV of a guest. Said employees were supposed to drive the car to the underground car park, which was in the opposite direction of where the car was eventually found. Shortly after 1 a.m., the 29-year-old driver of the Mercedes SUV turned left from Yitzhak-Rabin-Strasse into Strasse die 17. Juni in the direction of Brandenburg Gate. The driver is said to have accelerated, leading to the vehicle tipping over onto its left side. According to a hotel spokeswoman, the Adlon employees took this route because of a roadblock, adding that, quote, it was in no way a joyride or the like. According to police reports, the 19-year-old co-driver was slightly injured, suffering minor head injuries, which did not need to be treated. The Hotel Adlon has made no further statements, and the Traffic Investigation Service of Police Directorate 3 has taken over further accident processing. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org. Follow us on social media or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.